Hey, this is Pete Cerronis, and I'm here for a weekly chat with Samara Schulman, who is the president of On Point Consulting. How you doing, Samara?
I'm doing great.
All right. Well, I'm a little interested in your thoughts on a few things focused around artificial intelligence, only because I've probably read more articles in the past week, for whatever reason, in the Wall Street Journal, online, some of the federal documentation coming out. And to quote someone who said that Gartner may have coined it recently as we're in this period of or trough of disillusionment. Lots of information. How do I interpret it? What does it mean to me? And whether you're in government or in technology or a student, it just seems like it's just we're at that point and we probably will be for a while. So it's time to start distilling it. Do you have AI on the brain this week?
I do actually. I had a really cool conversation with a friend of mine about AI and just different. Like, yeah, what if it could do this? What if it could do that? And then Pete, as well as the rest of us, how quickly technology, let alone AI, is moving, that sure enough, I found a really cool article actually in Forbes on AI and elder care. This article spoke about elder care, and it wasn't, I've read other articles about in the sense of nursing homes and using sensors and using alerts and all of that sort of thing around it. This was much more companionship. And this was much more not just, hey, what's the weather? Hey, remind me to take my pills today. It was AI with emotion, basically, right? It's
yes.
You want company and here's somebody to talk to. And then one of the pieces of technology that I was reading about has a motion sensor and detects when the person is near and if sound is on and off and all that kind of stuff. It knows when music is on, when the television is on or off. And when everything is silent and it knows that the person's around, it actually speaks up. It actually sparks the conversation with the person of, hey, how you doing today? Or, hey, did you see in the news X, Y, and Z happened today? That's like mind-blowing to think about. And then when you really put yourself in that person's shoes, hopefully many, many years away for a lot of us, but we're in such a amazing time of technology that's not so far-fetched. And I'm glad that these technologies are changing and adapting to what is needed. And quite frankly, Pete, that you, I, and our colleagues and peers are going to be open to it because we're seeing it at this point. I mean, I think of my grandmother who's 101 years old, and I'm like, if this had existed 25 years ago, I could have gotten her into this. But it's just a really cool time that we're living in. And just the applications that you read about with AI, it's just endless. So yeah, well, when you ask what's on my mind, I guess
yeah,
a few things.
Well, a couple things, if I may. I mean, this phrase of development and adoption for the public good, right? It could be elderly, it could be students. Some things, as you were talking, I was writing down as just things that I've read recently. Your words got my neurons to fire. Cognitive stimulation, I think about as we get older. We all worry about maybe the memory kind of going here, there, and everywhere. Can I help with that? Taking your pills, personalized care, the social connection. While it'd be great to be with somebody for the rest of your life, your loved ones, sometimes and most likely people end up being alone or in an elderly place where they have to recreate and establish that connection. And it can technology fill that gap? Health monitoring comes to mind. So that's what you were saying. And I think about on a daily basis. I love the idea of AI as an enabler and for the public good. So I appreciate a lot of what you said. It brings home this discussion of technology, its impact on humanity. And you and I have talked in the past and we'll always talk about how that pace is accelerating. So any parting shot?
I think we gave a lot to think about. And I'd love to hear other people's opinions as well and what cool things they're either doing or using or reading. It's just amazing to be able to watch all of this happening right now.
Well, those who are listening, be sure to comment because we know this touches everybody, whether you're a technologist or not. And thank you again, Samara, for getting my neurons to fire today. We'll talk again soon.
Sounds good.